Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, come on and just praise the Lord. Come on and just give God praise. Wherever you are right now, just take a second, just take a minute, and just begin to thank the Lord for all he's done, all he's given you, how many times he's forgiven you, how many times he's made ways, how many times he's blessed you, how many times he's opened doors. He's given you breath in your body. Just tell him thank you. Just tell him, thank you, Jesus. Glory. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire Devotion podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for the task for you today. God, woo! He has some power and some teaching in this word today. We're in the book of Hosea, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. This is in the Old Testament, Hosea 1, verses 1 through 11. And while you are getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you how to tune in to Daily Fire Devotion with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, on the broadcast page or on blogtalkradio.com. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, still ensure that you don't miss your devotion, you don't miss the fire, and you don't miss your growth by following the podcast. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. And then every day, Monday, 8 a.m., you'll receive the recording text to you, or follow online at blogtalkradio.com. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. As well, there is some announcements there regarding how to get food and things that you need if you're in the Miami area. So go to rossi.org on the giving back or the outreach, the outreach page, and you can see how you can sign up to get food distributions for yourself or your family, or if you're a church or nonprofit, you can sign up to get food to be able to take and distribute from your own nonprofit. So go to rossi.org, rawsi.org, on the outreach page, and you'll see the link and everything where you can sign up, and the food is free. All right, let's get ready to get into this word. Again, that's rawsi.org, rawsi.org. I'm in the book of Hosea, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, reading from the KJV. The word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. Listen to what God said to him. And the Lord said to Hosea, Hosea is one of God's men, one of the prophets, go, take unto thee a wife of whoredom, in other words, a prostitute, and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. And the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again, meaning Gomer, his wife, and bare a daughter. And God said unto him, call her name Lo-ruhama, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Now when she had weaned Lo-ruhama, she conceived and bare a son. Then said God, call his name Lo-ami, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall it be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. Last verse. Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's daily fire devotion is, even if it sounds crazy, do it. Even if it sounds crazy. In this book of Hosea, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11 that I just read unto you, God was dealing with the disobedience of his chosen people, Israel, and how they had turned away from him. And God wanted to send them a message, a bold message, that because of their disobedience, he too would turn away from them. But the message was not to leave them in abandonment. Rather, it was for God to chastise them, to bring them into the place of more than enough that he'd already ordained for them. But how can he take them to more than enough when they were estranged from him? They were out of his will, and because they were estranged and out of his will, they were out of place. It's just not good teaching already. How can God do for you more than enough when you are out of his will and out of place? You're estranged from him, and God needs to get your attention. Even if it. So God said to Hosea, look, I'm gonna get everybody's attention. This is what I want you to do, man of God. I want you to go down to the land in the place of whoredom. I want you to go find you a prostitute, and I want you to marry the prostitute. Wait, God. Can you see this, brothers and sisters? I am a man of God. I am a man called by you who preaches and teaches your word, and you're telling me that to make a point, you want me to go marry a prostitute, not a holy woman, not a woman set apart, but you are telling me, wait, I'm probably not even hearing you right. You ever been there, brothers and sisters? You ever heard something from God that sounded so crazy that you had to really question whether or not this was God speaking unto you? He said, go to the place of whoredoms. Take unto you a wife of whoredoms. Have children of whoredoms, because the land has committed great whoredom, Jesus. So Hosea did what God told him to do. And as they had the children, God would tell them, he and his wife, what to name each child, because each child and each name signified something. But if you paid attention, first he said, I want you to name this child Jezreel, for yet a little while and I'll avenge. Huh. First you told me that, let the children of Israel know that I'm departing. I've departed from them. But now you said, name this child Jezreel. A little while and I'll avenge. And I'll cause the kingdom of Israel to even cease to be no more. But wait, then she bore a daughter. And the Lord said, well, call her name Lo-ruhama, because I'm not going to have any more mercy on Israel. I'll take them away utterly. They'll be destroyed. This disobedient people, my disobedient children. And I'll have mercy on Judah, but not on my chosen people, Israel. Then they have another one, and And God calls his name Lo-Ami. He says, why? Because, Israel, you're not my people, and I'm not your God. Yeah, you've been so disobedient. But then when you get to that 10th verse, listen at the mercy of the Lord that begins to come back, because these are his children, his chosen people. The children of Israel will be, shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered. And in the same place, he said, glory, where I left them, where I told them, you are not my people, he said, it shall come to pass that in that same place, glory, it shall be said unto them, you are the sons of the living God. How did they get from, you are not my people? How did they get from, in the kingdom, your kingdom shall cease? How did they get from, I will no longer have mercy on you and will utterly destroy you? How did they get from, you are not my people and I am not your God, till you shall be as the sand of the sea numbered, and in that same place where I left you, you shall be my people, and now the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together. Great shall be this day. Because even when it sounded crazy to do what God said to do, to bring about the restoration and the victory, Hosea did it. Last night, today is Tuesday. Sunday night, I had a dream. And the dream was crazy. And God was telling me to do something in the dream that was so outside of my character and the norm. I shouldn't say outside of my character. It was outside of the norm of how I would handle a situation. Let me say it that way. Because God is not going to take you out of your character when your character is him, but he is going to perform his word, right? Like with Hosea. Hey, you're going to do this. He didn't tell him go fornicate with the prostitute, because see, that would have taken Hosea out of his character when the character was godly. So God isn't going to take him out of his character of being godly. He didn't say go fornicate. He said go marry and produce. You see that? So it was not the person Hosea would have chosen to marry, but God didn't take him into sin. So God told me to do something that was so out of the norm that I would do. And the dream was so stark, and I was sitting in this room, and there was this security guard talking to me, and there was one other person. I'm not going to tell you the whole dream because it was a word for me. But the security guard had me talking with this other person there, and we're having this conversation. And then all of a sudden, someone else comes up and inserts into the conversation. And I mean, abruptly, it went left. But I maintained my composure. But when I awakened, God said to me, you should have done what the other person did. There comes a time when you can't just always maintain your composure. When there is victory to be won, when there are blessings to be brought in, glory, when there are promises that were given to you, that God promised to you, you can't always just play nice. Sometimes you got to know how to just go into battle and go all in to get all that God promised to you. Sometimes you just can't be nice about it. Sometimes you just can't be sweet about it. Sometimes you can't always just defer and be in a place of deference. God said in his word, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Sometimes special. John 3:16, Jesus on the cross for everyone else, and be the John 2:15, Jesus whooping people out of the temple and turning tables over to bring about the righteous judgment, to bring about what God promised you. Is this helping someone? Give me a few more minutes and we're going to go into prayer. God has promised something to you. God has shown you your future. Glory. God has given you visions and dreams and victory, and God has equipped you, brothers and sisters, with everything that you need to bring it into fruition. But you pity-patting, as my mother would say, around that thing. You letting others come in and move on your wife, or move on that man that you knew God sent for you, or take over your place in business or in ministry. You sitting back and just waiting, and instead everyone all around you is excelling and moving forward and doing the very thing God told you that you could do, because you just being too nice about it. You just being too comfortable. You're too complacent. It's time to rise up and take your place in the kingdom. Take your place in the natural order of things. Take your place in succession. Take your place in ministry. Take your place in marriage. Take your place in business. Take your place in finances. Take your place in health. Take your place in leadership. Take your place in your home. Take your place in your community. Take your place in politics. Take your place in leadership. Take your place in church. Take your place among your children. Take your place, even if it sounds crazy. Glory. Quit giving everybody what God gave to you. Woo! Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, there is none like you. You are Savior, the Lord of Lords, the King, King of Kings, the host of hosts. You are El Shaddai. You are all that we need. You are the Christ, and we worship you today. Our souls magnify you, and we come before you boldly before the throne of grace, asking forgiveness for sitting back and watching our blessings go by, our dreams go by, our victories go by, our gifts go by, watching what was meant for us just move on along, not because you took it, but because we refused to step into that place. But today, Lord, we come saying we're all in. We are all in today to receive what you promised to us. We will do what you asked us to do, even if it sounds crazy. We will do it, even if it sounds crazy. We will do it, even if it sounds crazy. We're all in today. Because we don't want to be estranged. We don't want you to say you don't want to be our God. No, we want our wealth and our blessings and our heritage to be numbered even as the sands of the sea. We want in that same place where we left you, that same place where we gave up, that same place where we got tired, that same place where we doubted, that same place where we surrendered, that same place where we waved the white flag. We want in that same place that it comes to pass, that you reunite with us and you elevate us. In Jesus' name, amen. Ooh, come on and magnify him. Say, even if it sounds crazy, I'll do it. Say, even if it sounds crazy, I'll do what you told me to do, God. Because that's how my victory will come. Let's get ready to do the altar call, and then I will end with your task. This ought to be doing something to you, because you know what God told you to do, and you are afraid. For those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are afraid to do what God told you to do, who didn't do what God told you to do, who've been unwilling to do what God told you to do, who let some things go by because you were estranged from God. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and I ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent. I'm not doing what you told me to do. I repent of waving the white flag. Now, Lord, I surrender to you. Jesus. I give my will to you. I will do what you told me to do, even if it sounds crazy. Because I want my blessings. I want my blessings. I want my blessings, God. I want my victory in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I confess that you are the Christ. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved, that I am rededicated to you, and that I am victorious. Because even if it sounds crazy, I'm not giving away what's mine anymore. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome home. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. If your church is not open, make sure you're going to church online. I welcome you to tune in online on Facebook with my church, First Deliverance, Church of God in Christ, located in Miami. Pastor Errol Cooper Sr. and Lady Tony Cooper. We are live each Sunday at 11 a.m. And when we open, I'll let you know we'll be having more services, and we would love for you to come out to that place where love and unity dwell in the tabernacle and where everyone is welcome. All right. Also, make sure you spend time with the Lord every day. That is how you stay saved. So tune in here with me Monday through Friday live at 7 a.m. on Daily Fire Devotion. Remember, if you can't tune in at 7, text the message DF to phone number 33222 so you can get the recording text to you, or follow online at blogtalkradio.com. And remember to send your donation. I'm planning on going live on television ministry next year to help spread the gospel. And it takes tens of thousands of dollars to sign that contract. So I'm stepping out on faith. Even if it sounds crazy, I'm doing it. Tens of thousands, not a few thousands. But this is how we will win souls. We're in the last days. And we have to get an unadulterated, true gospel word out to people. So you can cash app Rossi Williams, $RAWSI Williams, or you can donate using a credit, debit card, or PayPal on my website at rossi.org, RAWSI.org. And I ask you to donate at least $20 if you can, or more if you can, but whatever you can, because then that makes you part of putting the gospel out there to win souls. All right, now our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion is, even if it sounds crazy, your task for today is to do what God tells you to do, because he's going to tell you something crazy, because his word has been implanted in you on good ground to help you listen and grow. It's going to sound crazy. But the way you will know the difference between if it's God or Satan, number one, God said his sheep know his voice, but maybe you're not yet mature enough. You're still a baby and you're learning, and that's okay. But remember, God will not take you into sin, right? He told Hosea, marry the prostitute, not fornicate with her. Satan will take you into sin to accomplish his will, because his will is death and destruction. God will take you out of your norm and your comfort zone to accomplish his will, because his will is redemption and restoration and salvation. All right? Even if it sounds crazy, say what? What are you going to say? God, I'll do it. All right? Make your donations. Spread this teaching today, and I'll see you tonight for my law office. You be the jury. We're going to be discussing the question of whether President Trump should be able to appoint another Supreme Court justice before the November 3rd election. Everyone can call in, and you can come in on air, 7 p.m. Eastern. Go to my law office page, callroxywilliams.com, and on the podcast page, you can get all of the information. All right? Even if it sounds crazy, do it. Stop giving away to others what God meant for you. You're changing.
It's been a long time coming, but I know